you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, November 18th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The man accused of driving his SUV through a group of law enforcement officers in training this week was released from custody last night. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez of Diamond Bar was arrested Wednesday afternoon on suspicion of attempted murder. The sheriff initially speculated the crash may have been a tragic accident, but now says Gutierrez plowed into the cadets on purpose while they were out running in South Whittier. Some of them suffered critical injuries and are recovering in hospitals. Gutierrez's bail was reportedly set at $2 million, and he's scheduled to appear today at the Norwalk Courthouse. COVID-19 transmission is ticking up, and local and state health officials are sounding the alarm. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
COVID-19 cases are again rising and new variants are emerging. In LA County, cases have reached 100 for every 100,000 people, causing masks to be, quote, strongly recommended by health officials. At the same time, the convergence of high flu and RSV cases have sent record number of babies and young children to hospitals. State Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mark Galli, said he expects to soon see triage tents outside hospitals across California in what has become an annual indicator of hospital stress. Low COVID booster uptake is compounding the problem. In LA County, just 14% of eligible people have gotten the shot. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Karen Bass has made her first public appearance as mayor-elect of Los Angeles. She said that she would declare a state of emergency on homelessness as soon as she takes office. KPCC's Josie Wong was there for her remarks at the Wilshire Ebell Theater.
Bass campaigned on the pledge to find housing for 17,000 people in her first year. Before dozens of supporters, she said she would turn to community-based and faith organizations that are already working to help secure more housing.
Well, the problem is that they have never been given the opportunity and the resources to do it to the scale that is needed.
The number of people experiencing homelessness keeps going up in L.A., more than 41,000 at last count. Longtime L.A. politician Zeb Yaroslavsky says that an emergency declaration will allow the city to marshal state and federal resources. He says Bass will be under pressure to show results quickly.
Or at least convince the public that she's moving in the right direction.
Bass starts the job of mayor on December 12th. I'm Josie Huang.
The city of LA is expanding a pilot program that sends unarmed teams to respond to calls for help for unhoused people in cases where no violence is being reported. The program is called CIRCLE, the Crisis and Incident Response Through Community-Led Engagement. LA Deputy Mayor Che Ramirez says that 911 operators screen calls listening for clues.
Things like well-being checks, call for help, somebody that's unclothed, a noise disturbance, loitering, things of that nature.
Then they deploy the unarmed team instead of armed officers. The pilot program began in Hollywood, Venice, and parts of downtown. Next month, it expands to the San Fernando Valley and into more of downtown next year. It has been claimed that the new practice has diverted more than 12,000 incidents since it began in January. Ramirez says if conditions at a scene change, the teams are able to respond quickly.
When they get there, and it may be more serious where they need to connect with PD and they have a direct line there.
CIRCLE teams are made up of three trained professionals, two practitioners, and a mental health clinician who are on call around the clock. The labor strike by University of California student academic workers enters a fifth day. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez takes you to the demonstration at UC Irvine.
Hundreds of striking TAs rallied around the campus.
Are y'all impressed by the UC system?
Yes!
Most of those on strike teach the discussion sections associated with the lecture classes taught by faculty members. First-year student Brianna Mortar had one of those discussion classes canceled this week.
I noticed some professors just straight up replaced their TAs, so they obviously don't care too much about what they're protesting for.
Leilani Konatsu is an undergraduate bioscience major who says those discussion sections aren't that important to her.
The discussions, they're just to make sure you understand the material, and I'm honestly doing pretty all right in most of my classes.
Education has not ground to a halt at UC Irvine. Back at the rally, one of the strike leaders said the effort to raise wages and improve working conditions is going to be a long battle. I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
Starbucks workers at four Los Angeles County locations joined those at more than 100 locations nationwide on a walkout to oppose what they say is illegal retaliation against union organizing. Josie Serrano is a member of the Starbucks Workers Union. The freelance designer works at the chain part-time for the health benefits, which apply to those working at least 20 hours a week. In the past, Serrano was able to meet that requirement easily.
Within the last 2 years, that's been increasingly harder. Within just this year alone, like within the last few months, I'm only getting between 13 and like 18 hours a week for the most part. And I have almost open availability.
Serrano's store in Long Beach at Redondo Avenue was the first in Southern California to unionize. The one-day strike coincided with Red Cup Day, when the company gives away reusable holiday-themed cups to customers buying specialty drinks. It's been one of Starbucks' most profitable days. In California, the Bureau of Land Management is responsible for many of the state's wild donkeys. The agency estimates there are at least 3,400 roaming the state. Amy Dumas manages the California Wild Horse and Burro Program.
Based on our surveys that we've done from helicopters and stuff, there are far more animals out there than what we'd like the land to have to support.
The burros have very few natural predators and can compete with native species and livestock for food and water. The Bureau tries to control the population by relocating and adopting out the animals, but it's a complicated and expensive process. Santa Ana winds are returning tonight. There are wind advisories that kick in later today, and this wind event is expected to continue into tomorrow. Meantime, temperatures today will be around 70 from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles and in the San Gabriel and Santa Clarita valleys. In the San Fernando Valley, upper 60s to mid-70s, and in the Antelope Valley, upper 50s to mid-60s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.